So this next group that you're about to hear from, I think you're really going to like. Tom Chess is a contemporary world musician. He's in from New York City. He's playing an instrument that I'll ask him to tell us about after his first song, because it's one that I have not heard or seen before. It's a stringed instrument. Also, we have Mimi Jong, Pittsburgher, here playing erhu. It's the johu. We'll learn more about that instrument too. And on percussion, we have got some shallow drums that we'll learn about, and some other drums from Dan Kerr first. And let's take a listen to the ensemble as they preview their concert later tonight at Christine Frechard Gallery. Thank you. the Saturday Light Brigade. I don't know if you guys have given your ensemble a name or not. Tom Chess is here from New York City.
I think it's just the three of us, really, is what we're...
Yeah?
Yeah, we're just going by our three names at this point.
That sounded terrific. Is that your composition?
It is. Yeah, it's one of my compositions called Yellow Cake is the name of the song.
And this is Tom Chess, who's here from New York City. And are you originally from New York?
I'm not. I'm originally... I grew up in north of Pittsburgh a lot of the time. I moved around a lot, too, but our family would always end up kind of coming back to the area in a different spot, so...
Whereabouts did you grow up?
Near, like, Cranberries, Leonopol, also some on the south side in South Fayette.
Okay, because, you know, we have a lot of listeners in all of those areas, so maybe they knew you when. Now, the instrument that you're playing, it kind of sounds like a bouzouki to me a little bit. It's shaped like one, or a bazooka, I guess. What is it?
This is called the oud.
Mm-hmm.
And basically it's the forerunner of the modern guitar and the lute. A lot of people say it's the forerunner of almost all string instruments.
So it's
a Near Eastern lute.
Yeah, and it's got 11 strings?
It has 11 strings. It has five double courses that are tuned unison and then one single course on the bottom.
And what I found especially interesting, and I'm trying to picture... The body is about the size of a guitar, but it's kind of shaped like a guitar pick or like an almond, and it's also has a different kind of depth that almost looks like, gosh, what, take a coconut shell, cut it in half, and expand it? How would you explain it?
Well, the way they make this is these are very thin strips of wood, so the back is kind of a gourd shape, and they make a frame, and then they take these thin strips and they heat them, and they bend them over the frame and attach them at two points, up here where the neck is, and then back here they're little wood blocks, and they glue them all together one by one until they have the shell made. And then they remove it, and then the neck is attached, and then the face is put on, which has braces underneath, and then the headstock is put on.
And then the headstock also, as you picture this, usually you see a headstock attached to the neck of a stringed instrument such that it's perfectly parallel to the neck. In this case, it's almost perpendicular.
They bend it back, I think, because of the tension of the strings, you know, because you have so many courses here, so this gives a little more leverage to make it stronger.
Yeah, it's a really interesting instrument. Where was this one made?
This is a kind of a combination. It's a bit of a hybrid. The back and the neck are Turkish. But then the front is an Arab design made by a Palestinian man here in the States. He makes amazing faces for ouds. And so his name is Najib Shaheen, and his brother is actually one of the greatest oud players on the planet. So.
Now, how did it come to be that you began playing the oud?
Well, I started on guitar. So, and then actually I wanted to learn some wind instruments, and this led me to another instrument which I'll play later called the ney. And my teacher, the person I studied with, also played the oud, and so that brought me to the oud. And here I am.
There you are. Tom Chess is here. Mimi Zhang also here, who you've heard before in a number of different ensembles, I hope, here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And also with us today is Dan Kerfirst, who I think is your first time here, and it's a pleasure to have you. What would you like to do next?
The next tune I think we're going to do is called Sarigalan, and I'm going to play this flute here, which is called the ney. And this is also a Turkish instrument. It's a Near Eastern instrument, but this particular one is from Turkey. And it's a bamboo river reed flute.
Yeah, it's one. It looks like one piece of bamboo, nicely finished with six holes in it.
Six front holes and one thumb hole.
I missed that. And it's maybe about 30 inches long.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make a little adjustment to make sure we can hear you perfectly. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, 11:29. The show that gets your weekend off to a good start Saturday mornings on public radio. Thanks for doing that. By the way, today, if you're somebody who loves numbers, this is 12:30. 1314, December 13th, 2014. And we don't think that's going to happen again this century, where you've got the month, the day, and the year in sequence. Okay, it looks like we are set to go. Just made a couple little adjustments to make sure that you'll be able to hear the flute well. Once again, the here on flute, backed by Mimi and Dan, here's Tom Chess. Thank you. Tom, chess, and both. That requires a lot of breath. Is that a circular breathing as you play?
I wasn't circular breathing there, but you can, certainly circular breathe on the flute.
And, I call that a flute, and it's really, what's the name of the instrument?
The name is called a ney.
Ney.
N-E-Y or N-A-Y sometimes.
And it's Turkish, instrument?
This particular one is Turkish, yeah.
Yeah, it sounded just beautiful. And you heard Tom along with Mimi Chong and Dan Kerfurst. And tonight they're going to be at the Christine Fershar Gallery. They have a music space there at the gallery in Squirrel Hill. And I believe, is it 7:30 tonight?
Yeah.
So you can catch them there in the Squirrel Hill neighborhood of Pittsburgh. And it looks like, I think Mimi going to do a few songs next? I'm trying to remember. She's grabbed the Air Who, which is this lovely instrument that to me always sounds like a person as you listen to it. It can sound like a person, almost like a person singing.
It is beautiful.
And we'll get a chance, we'll get a microphone in front of Mimi so we can talk with her in a moment or two, but maybe we'll listen. Play first. Okay, let's have you play first. And I think you have two songs that you'll do in a row. So here's Mimi Chong. Thank you, Mimi. And Gio, why don't we swing that around so we can talk with Mimi? I was just getting ready to do that as she finished up so we can learn more about the Air Who if you've never seen the instrument before, and also learn about what Mimi played. You might remember Mimi being here with Apple Asia before, and she's also actually featured in one of our oral history projects that we've done. Hi, Mimi.
Hi.
Tell me.
Hi, Larry.
The Air Who is just such a beautiful instrument, and a lot of people don't know it. Can you explain it?
Yeah, it is a two-string fiddle, originally brought to China by the Han people from the north, but it has become a Chinese instrument since over 1,000 years ago. But it has been always a street instrument. It was not being used in the emperor's court. In the 1920s, this composer who wrote the piece I just played, his name is Liu Tianhua. He wrote some beautiful solo pieces, and he brought the erhu on the stage.
Now, it's very different if you're trying to visualize it. It's E-H-R-U, if you want to Google it and look at a picture. Right, I think
yes,
I've got it spelled
right. Erhu.
E-H...
E-R-H-U.
Yeah,
Erhu.
Erhu, E-R-H-U.
Yes.
But imagine, I always sort of think it looks like a pipe a little bit. You've got a body at the bottom of it on your lap, and then a long stem coming up that has the strings alongside of it, and then the two tuning pegs to tune it. But it's not, when you think of a fiddle and a bowed instrument, it's almost, it's vertical on your lap rather than up against your neck. And it has such a beautiful sound. There are times when I listen to the erhu and I was mentioning before, it sounds like somebody is singing, or it can sound like a very contented animal just sort of purring away. The sounds that come out are incredible. How did you learn to play?
My father came from China. He emigrated to Indonesia, and he brought this instrument with him, and he has been playing ever since before I was born. So when I was 10 years old, he found a teacher for me.
Oh, that's terrific. And the songs you just played, can you tell us about this?
Yes, this was called Liang Xiao, Beautiful Evening. The composer Liu Tianhua wrote it supposedly spontaneously at a family gathering, describing, you know, a meal under the full moon. And the next piece I want to play is my interpretation of this song, this piece, using the skeleton, but give it a different ethnic clothing, outer clothing. I was playing in a Persian music festival, and I just want my erhu to speak Farsi. So I have this next piece that I want to show you.
This will be fun to hear. Mimi Chang. That is Mimi Zhang. I loved just how lyrical and sort of soulful that sounded. It was really nice to be able to listen to it. Thank you very much. We're actually, Gio, let's, I think Tom is going to play another. But outside, before we do that, would you mind being my mic man? Sorry. Let's get the mic over to Dan real quickly. Poor Gio, I'm running him over the place. Just for a second, so we can get to know him a little better. Dan, it's nice to meet you. Dan Kerfers, are you from Pittsburgh?
No, I grew up.
Hang on. We need... That's my fault. I jumped in too quickly. We've had such a bit. We've had about, I think, 35 musicians here today. Honestly, we had 11 kids at 8:30, followed by 5 kids just before you, and gosh, 6 before that. So now I'm exaggerating a little, but so we've had a lot of technical things going on today. Where are you from originally?
I grew up in New York in Brooklyn, okay. And I still live there.
And how did you connect with Tom playing?
I was asked, somebody was giving a class in Sema whirling, which is like a Sufi devotional meditation practice. There was an Iranian dancer in town giving a class in New York. And I was asked by her through a friend to play percussion. And I got there, and Tom was there playing oud and ney. We were the two musicians hired to do that.
That's great. And tell me about, I described this as a shallow drum before, but
it is.
But tell me about it in more detail.
So these are two different frame drums. Every culture all over the world has some version of a frame drum, and you know, they're all pretty similar, but there's differences that make a big difference. This is called a Bendir, and it's made by an American company, but it's kind of a Moroccan model. You know, it's got a regular frame drum sound like this, but then it has these little snares or strings that you can tighten and get a little buzz. And that's basically pretty much distinct to Morocco, North Africa, so that's called the Bendir. And then this one is called an ocean drum because it has, it's also a frame drum. It has these little ball bearings inside that you can use to make kind of an ocean noise. And then also kind of... You know, it's... if anybody's familiar with like a Western drum set, it's almost like a hi-hat. So you can do that while you're playing basic rhythms with your other hand, so yeah. And this is actually an American creation.
It kind of has a rain stick
definitely.
Sound to
yeah,
it
yeah, right.
As you turn it, and
exactly.
You know, picture a tambourine, but obviously without, I mean, in terms of shape and what it looks like, mm-hmm. except it's more maybe 18 inches in diameter and about 4 or 5 inches in depth. And this one's covered. This one's fully enclosed, and the other one's
yeah,
open.
It is. It's removable, and you can change what's inside. You know, I've seen people use like little bells or rice to get a different kind of sound. But this, you get more of that rain stick.
That's a neat
sound. It's really cool. Yeah, it's really great. So it's interesting because we think of these frame drums as like, you know, they get categorized as world or Middle Eastern instruments, and they definitely got to America that way. Although the Native Americans also had their own version.
Yeah, and their Irish versions.
Irish Boron, yeah.
And
so it's cool that this is kind of a uniquely contemporary American take, that this tradition of frame drumming has now made it here and is something, you know, now part of American musical tradition. So
very nice. Well, I'm glad you made the trip in to Dan Kerfers and Tom Chess, also from New York, along with Pittsburgh's, we'll claim her, Pittsburgh's Mimi Jung. We have about, I would say, maybe 7 or 8 minutes of radio time left. This has gone really quickly. And we'll swing that mic back over to Tom. Thank you for your help in doing that. I wish my arms were a little longer. And because I suspect Tom will know the best way to use the time we have left. I do hope people will come and see you in Squirrel Hill tonight at the Christine Frischar Gallery. There is a ticket price up for that. If you go to the gallery's website, you can get all of the information. We've linked to it, too. But it's a nice chance to see some great art and hear some great music and honor the musicians that are bringing it to you. It's just terrific. By the way, I have to say a quick good morning to Drew on the south side. Remember I said the mystical today is 12/13/14.
Yeah, yeah.
He said at 3:16 today. It will, if you use military time, it will be 12/13/14/15/16. So knowing the very spiritual nature of the music that we're listening to this morning, it's nice that Drew's thinking in that way. What would you like to...
I think we'll close with is a song called... well, first I'd like to thank you, Larry, for having us on.
Thank you. I know so it's much. Not easy to... this isn't exactly strapping a guitar to your back necessarily. You've got
no
a
worries.
Lot of... Thank you very much.
No, we're very grateful to be on the show. We thank you a lot. So we'd like to close, I think. Dan and I are going to do a tune that I wrote called La Fumbo. The title comes from a friend I know in the Gambia, West Africa, and over there they love football, but they call it soccer. But also they call it Lafumbo, which means just the football. So this guy likes soccer so much that they call him Lafumbo. So this tune I wrote for him, and it has kind of a West African feel coming from that part of the world.
Thank you.
That was just amazing. Thank you for being with us, Tom.
Thanks,
Chess. Also, just a great job on percussion there from Dan Kerfurst. And Mimi Zhang, thank you for being with us.